This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 16th. I'm Paul Plack. NAS North Island in San Diego, California has its Centennial of Naval Aviation celebration officially underway. Thousands of visitors attended a special open house and parade of flight on Saturday. More than 600 teams from 48 states and the District of Columbia are preparing hand-designed model rockets to qualify for the 9th Annual Team America Rocketry Challenge May 14th. Congress will now require the FAA to keep enforcement actions against airmen in the database for life, ending the FAA's prior practice of expunging names after 5 years. 10,000 employees and guests gathered Sunday in Everett, Washington, for the premiere of the 747-8 Intercontinental. NTSB is calling on the FAA to mandate that Boeing redesign the elevator system on certain 737 models. Cessna's Jack Pelton and Hawker Beechcraft's Bill Boyster are both cautiously optimistic about the business in 2011. The second generation of Pipistrel's electric-powered two-seat self-launching glider, the Taurus Electro, is now in serial production. In news regarding the Obama administration's proposed 2012 federal budget, airports are upset at a proposed reduction in federal grants, saying the plan to offset that loss with higher passenger facilities fees will never get past Congress. There may be cuts elsewhere, but the Department of Homeland Security's budget continues to grow. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation welcomes the strong support for commercial spaceflight in NASA's 2012 budget. And Christina Aguilera isn't the only one who should rethink lip-syncing. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, the second and concluding part of my conversation with Rich Hansen about the threat to RC modeling posed by proposed regulations on commercial UAVs. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.